Welcome to Griffith Stadium in Washington, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting second. The center fielder, Wally Judnick. Batting third. The right fielder, Allie Clark. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Joe Gordon. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Eddie Robinson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Lemon. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Lemon. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Eddie Yost. Batting second. The left fielder, Gil Cohn. Batting third. The center fielder, Carden Gillenwater. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bud Stewart. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Mark Christman. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Al Kozar. Batting eighth. The catcher, Al Evans. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Forrest Thompson. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Forrest Thompson. And now, play ball. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Christman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a fly ball into left field. Cohn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kozar fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Judnick moves to second. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 3-0, Indians. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a fly ball into left field. Cohn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lemon fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carden Gillenwater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gillenwater hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Gordon reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Senators nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan strikes out. One out. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Christman fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mitchell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Gillenwater. Mitchell reaches second base with a double. Lemon moves to third. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0-for-1 in the game. Judnick hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops it up and throws to first, with Thompson covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Bud Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman strikes out. One out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Clark, who is chasing the ball. Vernon reaches third base with a triple. Stewart goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1 Indians. Al Kozar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kozar hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vernon scores. It's 3-2, Indians. Al Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans takes first base on ball 4. Kozar moves to second. Forrest Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Judnick, who is chasing the ball. Thompson reaches third base with a triple. Kozar scores. Evans goes all the way around to score. It's 4-3, Senators. Ed Gleiman now pitching. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0-for-1 in the game. Yost hits a line drive towards third. Keltner reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn is 0-for-1 in the game. Cohn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robinson fields the ball and throws to Kleiman covering. Safe. Thompson scores. It's 5-3, Senators. Carden Gillenwater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cohn. The throw from Hegan and he is safe. Cohn steals second. Carden Gillenwater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gillenwater is 0-for-1 in the game. Gillenwater hits a fly ball into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 5, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-1 in the game. Clark hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cohn. Clark reaches second base with a double. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Boudreau hits a pop-up towards first. Vernon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Gordon hits a fly ball into left field. Cohn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-1 in the game. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Christman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 5, and the Indians 3. The Senators will come to bat. Bud Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Stewart hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 0-for-1 in the game. Christman bunts towards the mound. Kleiman fields it and throws to first for the out. Stewart moves to second. One out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Vernon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Stewart scores. It's 6-3, Senators. Alcozar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cozar is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cozar hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. There goes Vernon trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. Two outs. Al Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Evans hits a pop-up towards first. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 6, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Robinson strikes out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-1 in the game. Hegan hits a fly ball into left field. Cohn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Kleiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kleiman is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 6, and the Indians 3. The Senators will come to bat. Forrest Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kleiman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0-for-2 in the game. Yost strikes out. Two outs. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cohn hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mitchell. Cohn reaches second base with a double. Carden Gillenwater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cohn. The throw from Hegan and he is out, Keltner applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 6, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Mitchell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0-for-2 in the game. Judnick hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Vernon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ali Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Thompson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 6, and the Indians 3. The Senators will come to bat. Carden Gillenwater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gillenwater is 0-for-2 in the game. Gillenwater hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kleiman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bud Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Stewart hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 0-for-1 in the game. Christman strikes out. The throw from Hegan to pick off Stewart, and he's out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 6, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Boudreau takes first base on ball 4. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Gordon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Boudreaux moves to second. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-2 in the game. Keltner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Boudreaux scores. Gordon moves to second. It's 6-4, Senators. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Robinson strikes out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-2 in the game. Hegan hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Gillen Water, who is chasing the ball. Hegan reaches third base with a triple. Gordon scores. Keltner goes all the way around to score. It's Indians, 6, Senators, 6. Joe Tipton pinch hits for Ed Gleiman. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton hits a line drive towards left. Cone catches it and throws to home to double up Hegan. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Senators 6. The Senators will come to bat. Russ Christopher now pitching. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Vernon hits a fly ball into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Cozar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cozar is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Cozar hits a fly ball into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Al Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Evans hits a fly ball into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Senators 6. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cozar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0-for-3 in the game. Judnick hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ali Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Clark hits a fly ball into center field. Gillen Water settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Boudreaux hits a fly ball into right field. Stewart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Senators 6. The Senators will come to bat. Sherry Robertson pinch hits for Forrest Thompson. Sherry Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. John Sullivan pinch runs for Sherry Robertson. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0-for-3 in the game. Yost bunts towards the mound. Christopher fields it and throws to first for the out. Sullivan moves to second. One out. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Sullivan moves to third. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Cohn hits a fly ball into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. two outs. Carden Gillenwater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gillenwater is 0 for 3 in the game. Gillenwater hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Senators 6. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Welteroth now pitching. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Gordon takes first base on ball 4. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Keltner bunts towards the mound. Welteroth fields it and throws to first for the out. Gordon moves to second. One out. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a pop-up towards third. Yost settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Hegan is walked intentionally. Hal Peck pinch hits for Russ Christopher. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck hits a fly ball into left field. Cohn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Senators 6. The Senators will come to bat. Satchel Paige now pitching. Bud Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. Stewart hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 0 for 2 in the game. Christman bunts towards the mound. Paige fields it and throws to first for the out. Stewart moves to second. One out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Vernon is walked intentionally. Alcozar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Stewart moves to third. Vernon moves to second. Alcozar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cozar is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Cozar hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gordon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Al Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Evans hits a fly ball into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Senators 6. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. Mitchell hits a fly ball into center field. Gillenwater settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Judnick hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Judnick for the out. Two outs. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Clark hits a fly ball into center field. Gillenwater settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Senators 6. The Senators will come to bat. Early win pinch hits for Dick Welteroth. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn strikes out. One out. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0-for-3 in the game. Yost hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Cohn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robinson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cohn for the out. Yost moves to second. Two outs. Carden Gillenwater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gillenwater is 0-for-4 in the game. Gillenwater hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Senators 6. The Indians will come to bat. Tom Farrick now pitching. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Boudreau takes first base on ball 4. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Gordon strikes out. 1 out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Keltner bunts towards the mound. Farrick fields it and throws to first for the out. Boudreau moves to second. 2 outs. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Robinson is walked intentionally. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Senators 6. The Senators will come to bat. Bob Kennedy now playing right field. Bud Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 4-for-4 in the game, with 4 singles. Stewart hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mitchell. Stewart reaches second base with a double. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 0-for-2 in the game. Christman is walked intentionally. Sam Zoldak now pitching. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Vernon hits a fly ball into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Stewart moves to third. 1 out. Steve Gromek now pitching. Al Kozar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kozar is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Kozar hits a fly ball towards right. Kennedy catches it and throws to home to double up Stewart. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Senators 6. The Indians will come to bat. Steve Gromek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gromek hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kozar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 3-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. Mitchell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larry Doby pinch hits for Wally Judnick. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kozar fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Doby. The throw from Evans and he is safe. Doby steals second. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Doby scores. It's 7-6, Indians. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and two walks. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Senators 6. The Senators will come to bat. Larry Doby now playing center field. Al Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Evans strikes out. One out. Junior Wooten pinch hits for Tom Farrick. Junior Wooten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wooten hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Yost hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kennedy. Yost reaches second base with a double. Wooten moves to third. Gene Bearden now pitching. Tom McBride pinch hits for Gil Cohn. Tom McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is walked intentionally. Carden Gillenwater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gillenwater is 0-for-5 in the game. Gillenwater hits a fly ball towards left. Mitchell catches it and throws to home to double up Wooten. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 7, and Washington Senators, 6. Goodbye from Griffith Stadium in Washington.